Blog Talk Radio.
imagine how that sounds to the Father when we say to Him, all I want is You. We live in a nation that seems to want to turn its back on God, but there's a people who are crying out and saying, all I want. I'm not after the blessings, I'm not after the things, I'm after the presence of God. All I want. Because when you get God, you get everything else that you need. All I want is You, Lord. You can seek after things but miss God. But if you seek after God, the things will come. All I want. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm desperate for You, oh Lord. I can't live one day without the presence. All I want is You, Lord. Every encounter changes me. Every encounter changes me. All I want. Every encounter with God changes me. Again, we say,
I'm
want to encourage those who might be in this room. You might be listening. You might be watching. And you'll say, I know we can do it, but it seems like my time has passed. And I want to encourage you, because I was reading the Even Now of the scriptures. And I got to Martha because her brother Lazarus had died. And he had been dead for 4 days. And Jesus shows up. And she says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But even now, I know that God will give you what you said. And I came to declare that it may look like your time has passed, but he can still do it. Even if it's a death situation, he can still do it. Even if it's a miracle past time, he can still do it. He can still do it. It's not too late. That's what we say.
this building is lifted.
I feel God responding to our corporate cry. You say this, settle down.
In this building is lifted. The Bible demonstrates this in Joshua chapter 6, that there was a kingdom sound. And when the people of God lifted up their voices together, something supernatural began to happen. We're not going to shout in this moment, but I just need you to raise up your voice and just, oh my God. Somebody worship until you feel the glory settling. Somebody open your mouth. Don't wait to hear what your neighbor's going to say. They don't need what you need. Throw your hands up. Open your mouth until you feel the glory. I prophesy that the glory is about to settle down. I prophesy that the glory is about to settle down.
You gotta say it out of your own mouth. Say it, say, settle down.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it settle here. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be unto you, multiplied unto you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I'm so happy to be in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Good morning to all of you. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we praise you. We worship you, hallelujah, and we glorify your name. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for this wonderful and blessed day. We thank you, Lord, that you kept watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, that it is you that woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe, hallelujah, which is yours. Let the first fruits of our lips always be thanksgiving unto you. We glorify your name. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Hallelujah, we honor you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our midst. Take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this service. We surrender to you, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of all mission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory, and we cry out for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak our atmosphere in our homes or wherever we are in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways in the blood of Jesus, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. We soak our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, those that are connected to us in the blood of Jesus. We pray for supernatural protection that is in the blood of Jesus. As a matter of fact, we claim all the unlimited breakthroughs and blessings in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, oh, God, those that are connected to us, oh, God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that this morning you ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us as we pray. Let your holy angels assist us, minister to us as we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray for protection and guidance, oh, also, God, in the name of Jesus, let your holy angels do your biddings, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you, oh, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, according to Zechariah 2:5, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, oh, God, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Let the glory of God arise upon us, O God, according to Isaiah 6, verse 1. In the name of Jesus, Isaiah 60, verse 1, O God, in the name of Jesus, let the glory of God arise upon us and settle us, O God. Settle us, settle our situation, settle our lives. Heal us, O God. Deliver us, set us free, O God. Settle, settle, settle. In the name of Jesus. Arise and settle upon us. Arise and settle in our situations. Arise, let the glory of God arise and settle upon our children in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God arise and settle in our homes in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God arise and settle in our churches in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God arise and settle in our marriages in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God arise and settle in our physical bodies and heal us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Heal us of sickness and diseases in the name of Jesus. Settle, settle, settle. Hallelujah. Where the glory is, our bodies are temples of the Holy Ghost. Let the glory of God settle upon our minds, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, upon our toes and upon all that we set to do. Let the glory of God settle in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, settle. Hallelujah, the glory of God settle. When the glory of God settle, it establishes us in the name of Jesus. The glory of God, hallelujah, arise and settle on our finances in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God arise and settle on our gifts and our talents in the name of Jesus to bring glory and honor to your name. Hallelujah, glory of God, arise and settle in this nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Arise and shine, for the light of God come. The glory of God is risen upon you. Arise, hallelujah, my brothers and sisters, and shine, for the glory of God is risen upon you. Not only is it risen upon you, it's settling upon you. It will settle every situation in your life. Hallelujah. You don't need a temporary. You need the glory of God to settle, 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 settle. Hallelujah. We don't want a temporary settlement. We want a permanent settlement that will be established. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the establishment of the glory of God in our lives, in the name of Jesus, arise, settle, and establish, arise, settle, and establish, arise, settle, and establish. Nothing can be established if it's not settled, my brothers and sisters. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, arise, settle, and establish. Arise, let's settle, and establish. Sometimes we need to arise from our slumberness, arise from our situation. Arise, hallelujah. The Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will strengthen you to arise, hallelujah. Not in your power, but in the strength of the Holy Ghost. Let the glory of God arise upon you. Hallelujah. It is not by might or power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Arise, settle, and establish. 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 When the glory of God settle in your home, settle in your marriage, settle in your life, settle in every area of your life, I arise upon you and settle. That there's a being an establishment of the glory of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And that establishment is based on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Who am I speaking to this morning? Perhaps I'm speaking just to myself alone. Hallelujah. Because as the Spirit of God is speaking through me, I pray that you receive what he's speaking this morning. In the name of Jesus, he's been speaking this for about a whole week. The glory of the glory, the glory, the glory. As what Moses said, if your glory do not go, if your presence do not go with me, I cannot go. Hallelujah. 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 Arise and shine, for the light of God has come. The glory of God has risen upon you. Hallelujah. Arise and shine, the children of Israel in Egypt. Arise and shine, for the light have come. The glory of God was risen upon them, took them through the desert, took them through the valley. Hallelujah. And settled them in the promised land. Hallelujah. Settle them in the promised land and establish them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I don't know who I'm speaking to. Hallelujah, the glory of God. The glory of God, hallelujah. The glory of God, the glory of God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I want you to open your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 1. I'm just going to take you through one or two chapters of 2 Chronicles. Hallelujah, as we talk about the glory, the glory, the glory, arise. Shine, hallelujah, because arise, God is beginning to rise and shine, for the light have come. Hallelujah, what's that light? That light is Jesus Christ, for the glory of God is risen upon you. The faith, this is your set time. Hallelujah, arise and shine. Thank you, Jesus. So as we read 2 Chronicles chapter 1, I'm going to read and I will just stop at a place. Just bear with me. Take your pens and your papers and please just write it if you want to. 2 Chronicles first. And Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him and magnified him exceedingly. Hallelujah. May the Lord strengthen us, hallelujah, and magnify us exceedingly. Amen. That's a prayer point you can take for yourself, hallelujah. And Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord is God. When God is with you, and magnify him exceedingly. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. May the Lord magnify you exceedingly. Then Solomon spake unto all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to the judges, and to every governor in all Israel, the chief of the fathers. So Solomon and all the congregation with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon, for there was the tabernacle of the congregation of God, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, had made in the wilderness. But the ark of God had David brought up from Kirjathaim to the place where David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover, the brazen altar, the Bezalel, the son of Uriah, the son of Hur, had made he put before the tabernacle of the Lord, and Solomon and the congregation sought unto it. And Solomon went into the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. Hallelujah. In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask, what shall I give thee? Hallelujah. Ask, What shall I give thee? And Solomon said unto God, thou hast shown great mercy unto David, my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let the promise unto David, my father, be established. Underline that word. For thou hast made me king over people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Hallelujah. Let thy promise unto David, my father, be established. Hallelujah. Be established. Let God establish his promises. Hallelujah. In your life, the promises that he made to your father, your mother, and your generation, let it be established in the name of Jesus. And David said, for thou hast made me the king over a people like the dust of the earth in the multitude. Then Solomon cried out to the Lord, give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this thy people that is so great? Hallelujah. Solomon asked for wisdom and knowledge. He said, for who can judge this your people, this the people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thy enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou may judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before, neither shall there be any after thee the like. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to look at this story when you have your time and take time and read it. Hallelujah. That's why in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Sometimes when we go through different things and overwhelmed, we have to seek the Lord first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't seek riches. Don't seek to kill your enemies. It's not right anyway. But seek the Lord first. Seek his counsel. Hallelujah first. And this is what Solomon did. You see, if you don't pray for these things, it will just not happen like that. Hallelujah. You got to know how you pray. Hallelujah. Your prayer got to be as straight as an arrow. And your prayer has to be according to the will of Almighty God. And it's God's will for you to bless you and prosper you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I say to you, God just not going to release blessings and blessings and overflow of blessings upon you when you're not fulfilling your part of the covenant. That's another day, another time to speak up on the covenant, their partnership. You got to fulfill your part of the partnership, and God fulfills his. And sometimes God, in his mercy, because he's so gracious, he's so loving, he's so kind, he will fulfill things that when we fall short, because he wants us to magnify him. He wants to show us his glory. Hallelujah. So we cannot put God in a box. Because God would magnify himself to a murderer. God would magnify himself to a drug dealer. God would magnify himself to a prostitute. God would magnify himself to a wayward child. God would magnify himself to a witch and a warlock. You see, God is God. We cannot put him in a box. He can do anything he wants to do because he is God and he's God all by himself. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So never put God in a box. Hallelujah. Because God can step in and out. He can do whatever he wants to do. Hallelujah. He is God. Hallelujah. And all by himself. And he will have mercy on who he chooses to have mercy on, and compassion on who he chooses to have compassion on, because he is God. Hallelujah. He will glorify himself. Hallelujah. So, you see what Solomon asked for. Hallelujah, wisdom and knowledge. And this is some of the things we have to do. Instead of asking for riches. Hallelujah. Because once we seek God first and his kingdom, all things is automatically added unto us. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 2. And Solomon determined to build a house for the name of the Lord and a house for his kingdom. Solomon was determined to build a house for the name for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that the house that Solomon, the temple that Solomon was building was a pattern. He just didn't come with his own ideas and his own pattern. There was a pattern given to his father David. And one thing I love about David, even though God did not allow David to build his house, but God allowed Solomon to do it, God still gave David a pattern. So Solomon did not come with his own ideas. He came with the ideas that was from God. Godly ideas, the pattern was from God. We can't come with our own ideas and our own things. Solomon followed the pattern after Almighty God. Behold, I built an house to the name of the Lord my God, verse 4, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offerings morning and evening, and the Sabbath, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feast of the Lord. Tis an ordinance. This is an ordinance forever. For 2 Chronicles 2, let's look at 5. And the house which I built is great, for great is our God, above all God. But who is able to build him in a house, being the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain him? Who am I then that I should build him in a house, save only to burn sacrifice before him? Hallelujah. And Solomon began to build the house of the Lord, and he got different men and finest things to build the house. David has saved a lot of things, hallelujah, that he turned over to Solomon that will be used in building the temple. I'm going somewhere with this. I want you, we're talking about, but arise, shine. The light has come. The glory of God has risen upon you. Isaiah 6, verse 1. Hallelujah. And we're talking about when the glory is risen, then what happens? It settles, and then you are what? You are established. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And then we look at 2 Chronicles 3. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared unto his father in the place that David had prepared in the treasure floor of Arnon, the Jebusite. Now, this is a different time for me to explain this. I don't have the time to do about the threshing floor. Hallelujah of Arnon. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I might take time this week to teach about that, where the temple, Solomon temple, was built. Hallelujah. Many times our afflictions, the things that supposed to break us down, God will use it to build us up. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. But I will take time, another time, to teach about that. So Solomon, and they built this temple was built. Solomon decided where to build this temple. And then when you read through this stuff, you will see all the different things that he did. There was a beautiful temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, we started from verse 1. The Lord was with Solomon. The Lord was with Solomon, and he established him. Hallelujah. You see, Solomon's heart was in the right place. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Solomon's heart was in the right place. That's why our heart needs to be in the right place. So now that the temple is being built, the glory of God has risen upon Solomon. Hallelujah. There's a setting up of glory. Hallelujah. And I want you to see something in 2 Chronicles chapter 5. And all of Israel came, verse 4, and the Levites took up the ark. And they brought up the ark and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. These did the priests and the Levites bring up. Also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that was assembled unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for the multitude. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, to the oracles of the house, into the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. Verse 7. I'm reading 2 Chronicles 5, verse 7. For the cherubims spread their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the staff thereof. And they drew out the staff of the ark, and the ends of the staff were seen from the ark before the oracles. They were not seen without. And this is unto this day. Hallelujah. Let's go. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables, which Moses put there in Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. And when it came to pass, hallelujah, this is one of my main scriptures. When the priests came, were come out of the holy place, all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not wait by course. Also the Levites were singers, all of them. Hallelujah. And it came, verse 30, and it came to pass as the trumpeters and the singer were as one, unity, oneness, sanctified. What sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord? And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. You see, when we do certain things right, hallelujah, the presence of the Lord, the glory of the Lord is risen, hallelujah. So the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house. That priest could not minister, hallelujah, because the glory of the Lord filled the house. Everything was done according to the word of God. Oneness, unity, clean heart, sanctification. And then that glory, the glory of the Lord filled the house. The priest could not minister. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, we carry the glory of the Lord, and we want that glory that is within us to be activated. Hallelujah. And manifested. It takes sanctification. It takes doing what God has called us to do. Being in alignment with his holy word. That's why I'm one of these people that's very skeptical when people say, we couldn't, the presence of the Lord. No, when the presence of the tangible glory of the Lord come, there's no way, no pastor, no apostle, no bishop, nobody, when the glory cloud comes into a place in a service, no one can stand up to minister. No one can make it. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, when you experience that, you cannot even get up. You will fall right down. You will bow. You whether you want to or you don't want to, you can have 10 different sermons you have written. When the glory, oh my God, you will not be able to stand. you will not be able to minister. Hallelujah. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. That's why you got to study to show yourself approved. Read the Bible. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. So you can know God for yourself when you read your Bible and study. What I'm saying to you, I'm praying that the glory of God is risen upon you, that the glory of God settle upon every situation in your life, your whole life, and let the glory, hallelujah, the glory of the Lord establish you. I pray that for myself, and I pray that for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, and I think that something we all want. I hope so. Hallelujah. Arise and shine, for the light has come. For the glory of the Lord is, hallelujah, is risen. Risen upon you, is on you, and it settles, and then it establishes you. Father, we thank you this morning. I pray, oh God, for us to hunger and thirst to know you more and more, oh God, so that the Holy Spirit can teach us and lead us, and we'll be open and attentive to what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. Oh, Father, we hunger and thirst for you. We hunger and thirst for you. Hallelujah. Let your glory arise, settle, and establish our children. Arise, settle, and establish. Arise, settle, and establish. We thank you, Lord, for this word. I receive it in my spirit. I receive it in my spirit. Let the glory of God arise. Pray. All of you that's on, I'm not opening the line. I want you to pray. Call your children, your husband, your mother, your father, if they're alive, and your grandchildren. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. We pray for our families that do not know Jesus Christ so that they can come into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And grow in the things of Christ in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God arise upon our children. The glory of God arise upon my spouse, arise upon my children, our children, our grandchildren. Let the glory of God arise upon our children and grandchildren. Let the glory of God settle. Let the glory of God settle upon my husband. Let the glory of God settle upon Wame Tina. Let the glory of God settle upon Al. Let the glory of God arise and settle upon Al. Let the glory of God arise and settle upon Ricky. Let the glory of God arise and settle upon Crystal. Let the glory of God arise and settle upon our children, our grandchildren, and establish them. Let the glory of God arise and settle upon every situation in our lives, and settle and establish us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I just thank you for this word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. When God brings something to time, run with it. Run with it. You want the glory to arise, hallelujah, to settle and to establish. Ah, hallelujah. God bless you. I am Apostle Marco Puraboyu. I love you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. I'm going to just end with this song, Settle. Hallelujah. Let the glory of God settle us and establish us in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you. Have a blessed week.
Come on, let me hear your heavenly language all over this room.
Father, this is our prayer tonight. Our prayer is that you would settle here. We have some particular places that we need you to settle. Some of us need you to settle in our hearts. Some of us need you to settle in our houses. Oh God. Oh God. This is our prayer tonight. You refine.